Esther Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Uvazeh Hana'ara Ba'ah El Hamelech. And so, after 6 months of oil of myrrh and 6 months of perfumes and all of the accoutrements of beauty routines that they went through for a year, then the girl would come to the king. Eis kol asher tamar yinosen lot lavo ima. Everything that she desired, whatever she asked for, would be given to her to bring with her, to accompany her, mi beis hanoshim ad beis hamelech, from the harem to the palace. So Rashi says, kol schoku mine zemer, that's whatever divertissements she brought with her to entertain the king, Scheherazade. This is very much a kind of harem sort of image. Other Rabbanim say jewelry and gowns and whatever she thought would make her most attractive to the king. Yodalad bo'erev hiva'a, in the evening she would arrive. Uva boker he shava, and in the morning she would go back. She would return the walk of shame, el beis hanoshim sheni, for a second time back to the harem. But now not to Haggai, the keeper of the women, anymore. Now el yad shash gaz sris hamilach shomer hapilag shem. Now she would go back to be under the charge of Shashgaz, the king's chamberlain, guardian of the concubines. She's not, most likely, an untouched, pure young woman anymore, after she spent the night, prima nocte, as they used to say in medieval times, with the king. So she's consorted with the king. Now she can't marry anybody else either, can't marry a commoner. So she's going to have to live there in the Beis Hanoshim for the rest of her life as a official concubine of the king. Lo sava od el hamelech. But she would never get to go to the king again. Kiyim chavetz bo hamelech v'nikra'o v'shem. Unless and until the king desired her. And then she would be summoned by name and brought back to the king. Maybe she's going to be crowned queen if there's nobody better. But this is pretty awful, as far as it goes, and Rav Soloveitchik doesn't mince any words. The Book of Esther portrays vividly with refined artistry and sarcasm the repugnant addiction of the king, princes, courtiers, and servants to lascivious pleasures, the incessant pursuit of an ever-fugitive satisfaction. The more pleasure you seek, the harder it is to achieve, he's saying. We read of the habits of an orgiastic society that was tired and exhausted because of satiety, because they were sating everything they wanted, but always anticipating another to be tried for the sheer novelty of it. Why was it necessary? And this is the point, beautiful point, Rav Soloveitchik. Why is it necessary to perpetuate the names of eunuchs, harem keepers, sha'ashgaz? Why do we need this? Why do we need to know it? Hey, guy. The brands of cosmetics used by the king's concubines, the foul and lewd habits of the king himself, scripture which is tight-lipped about the lives of Moshe, Avraham, Avinu, and Yitzchak, comes loquacious at narrating the story of the king's wives, banquets, and degenerate life at court. Why? Because it's a non-rational environment. Norms have no validity. That would tolerate Satan. Irrational, destructive, and cruel. Only people addicted to the beautiful and pleasant could have stood by and watched the smoke rising from the chimneys of the crematoria climbing to heaven. And that's a fairly great summary of Germany in the 1920s under the Weimar Republic, addicted to what they considered pleasure and beauty, always more outrageous, always pushing the boundaries even further. And then they created those people and watched and stood by gas chambers. That's where Haman comes from. A society based on the beautiful is actually the most cruel. If you read about ancient Rome and the orgies that they participated in and the blood sport and the gladiators that they valued, because life and death had no meaning. Beauty didn't even really have any meaning. None of it had any meaning. That's why we know who Haggai and Shashgaz were. A beautiful comment, very, very deep. But then, Tesvavu b'hagia tar Esther basavi chayil dod Mordechai, when the time came, the turn came for Esther, daughter of Avichayil, the uncle of Mordechai, Asher lo kach lo levas, who Mordechai had taken her to be his adopted daughter, lavo el hamelech, to come before the king, lo viksha davar. She requested nothing. Nothing special. No special gown. No special storytelling or music playing equipment. Ki emes asher yomar hegeistris hamelech shomer hanoshim. Nothing beyond what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, guardian of the women, advised her to do. Again, a quality that Ahasuerus would value, considering his rage at Vashti for thwarting his will. Vatehi Esther no seis chen be'enei kol roeha. And this is the crowning glory. Esther captivated everyone who saw her. Her beauty and grace compared to these cheap, dime a dozen harem girls that Ahasuerus was consorting with, they put women from Modai and Paras on either side of her, and she was more beautiful than all of them. And Rabbi Eliezer says in the Gemara, Megillah Yud Gimel, everyone claimed her as a member of his own people. Nobody knew where she was really from. And so, Tezayin Vatilokach Esther al HaMelech Ahasuerus al Beis Malchuso, Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus, to his palace, Bachodesh Hawasi Rihu Chodesh Teves, in the 10th month, the month of Teves. The names of the months that we have are actually Babylonian names. Bishnas Sheva Lamalchuso, in the 7th year of his reign. So he just married Vashti, and then he did her in. And now in the 7th year of his reign, he's looking again at the beauty contest. But Yud Zayin Vayehav HaMelech Es Esther Mikol Hanoshim. The king loved Esther more than all of the women. Dime a dozen, dime every two dozen. Vatisachen Vachesed Lefanov Mikol Abesulos. And she won more of his grace, his royal grace and favor than all of the other girls. Vayosam Keser Malchus Berosha. And he set the royal crown upon her head. Vayam Licheha Tachas Vashti. And he set her up as queen. He crowned her in place of Vashti. Even though Vashti was of royal descent, nobody knew who Esther was. Al-Sheikh says he loved her just as much as he had loved Vashti. More, perhaps. And although there were other girls waiting their turn, the king crowned her immediately without seeing them, which is pretty tremendous. And Siyata Deshmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Esther in exactly the place where she had to be, setting her in place, according to some, 2 years before she's going to save the Jewish people.